Welcome to Time with Baba, the Fashion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 17, Friday, 2020, Day 17. Today's topic, we often forget to be with God, but God always loves to be with us. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 10, verses 11 to 15, Genesis chapter 35, verse 1 to chapter 36, verse 43, Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Today's main passages, we have three. The first one, Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 to 13. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and who has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. And they set out, and the terror of God fell on the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak outside Bethel, so it was named Alon Bacchus. After Jacob returned from Padan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. So he named him Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac I also give to you, and I will give this land to your descendants after you. Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. The second passage is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, and then 13 to 18. Jesus says, I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Verse 13. Then Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all who were healed. He wanted them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. The third passage is from Proverbs Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, we often forget to be with God, but God always loves to be with us. I often forget to be with God. This is what Jesus reminded me today. Maybe you are thinking, Silas, you have so many hours to have time with Abba to write your blog and record your podcast every day. How come you say you often forget to be with God? Well, what you do not know is that sometimes I'm lazy and always procrastinate. Now, let me share with you my big catch today. Number one, Psalm 10 verses 11 to 15. The wicked people think that God forgets to look at what they did, and they will not be accountable of those wicked things. But God sees and listens. When God's time comes, he will act. Number two, Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 to 13. Oh, poor Jacob had to have that life and death situation of his whole family be chased and killed, that he could listen to God's voice again, and till that time to be willing to do what God wanted him to do. Very sad. After he and his people destroyed all the idols, purified themselves, and went to Bethel, God acted and no one dared to chase them. When they went to Bethel, built an altar to worship God, God appeared to Jacob again and told him the second time that his new name is Israel, blessed him and gave him promises, and then went up to heaven. Well, I think we are just like Jacob, called God when we are in distress and no way out, and then God entered and we forgot God. Number three, Matthew chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, and then 13 to 18. Jesus said to the Pharisees that something greater than the temple is here. Yes, a temple or a church without Jesus is just a building, just some kind of system controlled by human power and not a living and continuous experience of the presence of God. It's healing, freedom, and salvation, not a close relationship with God and the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. If we act just like Jacob to forget God, like that, and we are just going to an empty space, so-called a church, but without God. useless. Number 4, Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Wisdom and understanding are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You are willing to be with God each day. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit each day. That is life. That is security. And every night you are able to experience the promise of Proverbs 3, verse 24. Sweet sleep. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to forget to be with you anymore so that I can be filled with the Holy Spirit every day, to have wisdom and understanding, to be secure and to have sweet sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, do you often forget God? Number 2, what is your next step to be with God more often? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. Maybe try to find a time to listen to this podcast with your family members. That's the action. Yeah, you need action and not procrastination. May God bless you.